It's time for Chalk Talk on your hometown radio station. It is brought to you by Columbia Orthodontics with the head coach, David Vaitete, as the Bulldogs get set for their season opener, hosting the Hanford Falcons, 8 o'clock start time, so a little bit later than on the original schedule. We're talking right after linebackers on Thursday afternoon at the bowling alley, and you said for the first time in a while you're anxious before kickoff. How come?
I think it's just the excitement that we have for this group of guys. You know, I feel like, you know, we've all worked all summer long to get to this point, and, you know, just palms get sweaty and you get excited and you get anxious. You want things to go well, but you know, the hay's in the barn. Our guys have prepared all summer long, you know, all off-season long to be where they are. So we're just excited for kickoff.
What questions did you get answered during the scrimmage against Pendleton?
I think our depth. We knew we had pretty good depth, but then watching that scrimmage back, you know, we realized that, hey, we were rotating ones, twos, and threes into the scrimmage the whole time and getting some guys in and out, and we didn't really fall off defensively too much, and we didn't really fall off at all offensively. You know, could we have caught better some more balls? Yeah, absolutely, but, you know, for a lot of those guys, it's the first time that in a varsity type situation like that, where you got a live scrimmage with referees against another varsity football team. So it was pretty exciting to be a part of that, and the kids had a good time.
The question mark we've talked about was, what's the line going to do? Who's going to be on that line? Really, both sides of the ball. How did the offensive side fare as far as in the trenches go?
You know, they did pretty well. Their pocket was pretty nice. Isaac had a lot of time to throw, what it seemed like anyways. And sometimes, you know, they give up a little bit of penetration, but they were always kind of working to push it out. And Isaac did a really good job of stepping up inside. And, you know, the running backs filled, you know, and blocked and were able to seal the pocket really nice. And, you know, they did a really good job. I think they're a little bit further along than we expected them to be. Even though, you know, knowing that, you know, there's not a single senior in the whole group. So really, really excited about that piece and really anxious to see how they perform on Friday.
Some of those guys are also on the defensive line, but some of your defensive line starters, a different group. How did they perform against the Pendleton team that's got a lot of experience?
Yeah, we may have made some mistakes on alignment, and part of that was a linebacker's fault for not getting the right tight call out there, the right blitz in, or the right coverage call for alignment. And, you know, we just miss the line sometimes. And also, again, young D-line, we returned zero defensive line starters from last year. So they're all new. They're all getting used to having some of them having to go both ways. You know, losing Max Ugarte early, you know, in the season with a leg injury, it's really dampening for our D-line. But I think with some slanting and some pressure, we're going to adjust and move from there.
On the offensive side, naturally, because Isaac's the one in the center of the huddle, he will have to become a leader. Who's the vocal leader on the defensive side? Because you don't return a lot of experience there.
Yeah, our vocal leaders on the defensive side would be Ben Larson and Landon Chilhanek. Those guys are pretty vocal. They communicate. Our two inside backers have to communicate the defense. Justice and Landon have got to set the split field coverage to their size. I got to call what they're doing. So, but it really gravitates around Ben and Landon.
When you look at Isaac, you know, you've had this is the fifth sophomore quarterback who's getting a starting spot in a decade, but he's not so unknown. Like, we've seen him. So where is he at in the development of where you would expect a sophomore quarterback to be?
I believe he's ahead of any other sophomore quarterback we've ever started. He's had a lot of reps, you know, got a lot of reps this summer, even more reps at camp, you know, and he's done a really great job. He got some reps last year as well as a freshman, and he's really adapted, you know. He's not going to replace, the, you know, any of those other guys we've had in the past. And, you know, he's going to do it his way, and he is more mature in the pocket as a sophomore than I think he more reflects Andrew James as a sophomore from the maturity level wise. and composure. And then, you know, he spins the rock as fast as Chase Knutz did. You know, so it's and he's faster than both of them.
If I draw parallels and tell me if I'm forcing him with Andrew, how much value is there? Andrew is the same as Isaac. They both had a full season starting varsity basketball after they had played their for their freshman football mm-hmm. season. Like, how much does that help just with the growth and maturity of things?
Oh, a tremendous amount. Tremendous amount. You get more confidence who you are as an athlete, and then that's reflected on what you can do on the field. All right. You know, Isaac's been a varsity starter in basketball. He ran a little varsity track this last season, and, you know, he's been there. He's performed in front of big crowds. He's had to, you know, win games or, you know, win a race or anchor a relay. So when it comes to performing in front of crowds, he's done it already. And that's what Andrew James did. All right. And he's bringing that maturity, that moxie to his play on the football field.
We'll sidetrack here on Andrew for a second, because after the scrimmage Saturday, you took like half the town of Hermiston, it seems like, over to LeGrand to watch Andrew. And not just Andrew, but Andrew gets a start at quarterback there for EOU. What was the value, do you think? I mean, because you took all the coaches in that trip.
You know, it was fun. It was exciting. You know, my wife said, "Hey, I want to come too." We brought the kids, made a little family outing, and the kids got to see small college football and had fun. You know, tailgating. And my youngest son goes, "This is not like Oregon tailgating." And I was like, "Yeah, but it's fun, isn't it?" He goes, "Yeah, there's a lot more kids playing and stuff like that." It was fun to get out there and see those guys, him and Joey, suit up and get after it a little bit, you know. Sad that, you know, they didn't get the victory, but it was fun to go watch those guys do it again. And also say hi to Sam Cadenas, who's up there as well. And, I'm trying to make it out to as many games as I can, you know, with time. And hopefully they get another night game that makes it easier for me to make as a coach. So it was just fun and exciting to go watch them play, you know. And wishing them best of luck this year, you know, this week and all the weeks to come. Excited to see how they finish out their years at EOU.
Joey, Sam, Andrew for sure. All these guys had success in multiple sports, and you kind of already touched on it with Isaac. But what have you seen success in another sport specifically do for Jackson Gribskov?
Oh, well, the confidence that Jackson has now compared to last season during the football year, it's absolutely immense. He brings a mature, composed athlete who's been through the grind of a wrestling season ending with the state championship, and he brings that mentality to his play on offense at running back as well as the defensive line. He really is one of our anchors at the senior class. You know, it kind of holds everything together. Like, one of my favorite things that him and all our wrestlers say is, never let him see you tired. You know, we'll be conditioning in the sun and competing, and it's time to set for the next round. Like, hey, we're ready to go. Never let him see you tired. And it's just like that, the confidence to say that and understand, like, when he's not weak, he's ready to go. It's pretty cool. It's fun to see his maturity from last year to this year, especially after that campaign he had with wrestling, and how much more confidence he has himself, how much that has changed his persona on the football field. So it's pretty fun, actually.
Never let them see you tire. That's always a question about week one for both teams. And not only is it week one, but we're playing at 8:00 because it's just been hot, hot, hot. Do you know if you guys are prepared for four quarters?
I think we are. I believe we are. You know, I know our offense is for sure. You know, go a lot of, you know, this year we're going to go tempo. We're going to go fast. Our guys are more comfortable going fast. They're excited to go fast. They want to go fast. And that's the kind of mentality that we've been breeding on the offensive side of the ball for a while now. We're going to try to go faster than we've ever gone before. You know, and I think I know based on our conditioning that our guys are ready to go.
What is the facet of the game that's going to decide this first one with Hanford?
Defense.
what has to go well?
Well, for us, we have to stop the run. We have to stop the run and put pressure on their young quarterback to throw the ball down the field and be accurate with it. So, you know, we can win first and second down. We definitely know what they're running on third down. Right? We can force them to be one-dimensional. We got to stay, you know, locked in our coverage. We cannot give up big explosion plays, because that's been our Achilles heel in the past. Explosion play. And if one does happen, we have to have a, you know, goldfish mentality, right? Forget it and just move on. And that, for us to be successful, our defense has to show up. You know, I think our offense will. They'll do what they do. And we just got to make sure we keep the score close.
How much can you glean out of watching last year's game at the end of the season against Hanford?
You know, I watched the game. As you watch that game back, two different halves. And a fourth quarter where one team didn't want to quit. And we made some big plays. We executed. They made some mistakes. Our seniors played possessed for the last 2.5 minutes. Jackson punches out the onside kick of the guy's arm, and we recover. So you can take it with a grain of salt. It's a different team. Both teams are new. Yeah, they return a few more starters than we do. But that's football. Right? Guys graduate, move on, and the next guys fill the roles, and we prepare with what we got and put our best foot forward week one and all the weeks to come.
The win also meant you got another game last year. You got another win. You got to finish on that little mini streak. How big of a deal was that?
I believe it was a big deal for the confidence of our guys, that all our hard work wasn't for naught. You know, we're able to compete, and, you know, the juggernaut of a front end of a schedule that we had was tough. But we were able to finally put it all together the last few weeks and compete and come out with big victories.
It still feels like, listen to you talk a couple of different times, you guys are going to lean into that nobody believes in us mentality.
Well, we're underdogs. We're the one school from Washington, from Oregon, that wants to play in Washington. We want to go from a small pond to a bigger pond. So, hey, every shark's got to eat, and they're not going to make it easy for us. So we got to take it one week at a time, one game at a time, and no one expects us to win but us. So we've got to be trusting have faith in our work and believe in each other and let the ball and the chips fall where they fall.
One game at a time is a pretty common cliche for a coach. But you threw goldfish at me there. You got any more Ted Lasso stuff you're bringing into the game?
Hey, the weeks will tell.
Well, I guess at this point, just believe, right?
I just believe.
We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
It's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Columbia Orthodontics, here on your hometown radio station, AM 1360 KOHU. After over 2 hours of talking, Sonny and I will be live, and we'll be approaching kickoff here tonight at Kennison Field inside Bulldog Stadium when we come back on your hometown radio station.